It's been a record-breaking wildfire season on the West Coast, with more than 500,000 evacuations and tens of billions of dollars in property damage losses. Firefighters are exhausted and resources are limited. So authorities in California are testing a new fire modeling technology to help. Prachi Patel of IEEE Spectrum has more.
The August Complex Fire in the Mendocino National Forest is on record as the largest wildfire in California's history. And as firefighters try to manage it, they call in David Buckley for support.
That typically involves using our software to run fire behavior analysis, spread predictions.
The company makes software that predicts how a wildfire will spread in real time. When a fire starts building, analysts need to decide where to send firefighters and resources. Buckley says his company's software can help make those calls more timely and accurate.
All of us are used to having smartphone applications that show weather and show Doppler radar hours in advance. Well, why can't we do that for fire?
TechnoSilva uses existing fire behavior models, adds hourly forecasts of weather and vegetation moisture, runs computations in the cloud, and gives results in 20 seconds. Old government software needs hours to run.
All right, can you see my screen?
I can, yeah.
Buckley shares with me a screen that shows a 3D map of California.
Yeah, so this is a 4D environment.
The fourth dimension for 4D is time.
So you have a mapping interface where I can zoom and pan, and I can actually turn on different layers.
The software simulates what would happen if fires start at points 1,000 meters apart across the entire state. That way, analysts can see the highest risk areas even before fires start. There are blobs of different colors on the map.
So these purple areas are the areas, if a fire ignites there, we know it's going to be over 10,000 acres without any suppression. So these are my high-risk areas for fire igniting.
Suddenly, an alert pops up on the screen.
There's a little red dot. So a fire just started right there.
A new fire just registered on Cal Fire's dispatch system, which is linked with Buckley's software.
So what we do is we automatically will simulate a fire from there because we have the weather. We know the ignition location. We have the weather. We have all the terrain and fuels characteristics.
For every fire that breaks out, the software predicts its path, size, and impact on people and buildings. Then it assigns a 1 to 5 rating to help intel officers decide which fires to target. One could be big but in the middle of nowhere. Another smaller one could encroach on buildings. More than 100 Cal Fire officers are already using the software.
Cal Fire, still.
Deputy Chief of Intel Philip Salig is one of them.
It helps us come up with a plan.
Of course, predicting wildfires, like weather, isn't exact science. But Salig says software can be a valuable supplement to training and experience.
So as we're modeling, there's no one model that's 100%. What they are is tools. So we utilize this as a tool to enhance our understanding of the potential spread or threat that that fire might propagate to.
Daniel Lavelle, a fire specialist at Oregon State University, says the software could be a valuable training tool, kind of like flight simulation training for pilots. And with fires getting more frequent and devastating, Lavelle says firefighters need all the tools they can get.
And if the technology can help us do that for training, for simulation, for prevention, for pre-planning, terrific. We need to utilize it.
For Here and Now, I'm Prachi Patel.